Gonna give her. Oh, gonna love you forever. 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 Your goodness, your mercy, and your kindness towards me. Your love is so amazing, it brings me to my knees. Oh, gonna love you forever. 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 Your goodness, your mercy, and your kindness towards me. Your love is so amazing, it brings me to my knees. Oh, gonna love you forever. 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 Lord, you're like the river that never runs dry. My heart is your temple living inside. Lord, you are the air I breathe, you keep me alive. Lord, I need you close, please stay around. Lord, you're like the river that never runs dry. My heart is your temple living inside. Lord, you are the air I breathe, you keep me alive. Lord, I need you close, please stay around. Lord, you're like the river that never runs dry. My heart is your temple living inside. Lord, you are the air I breathe, you keep me alive. Lord, I need you close, please stay around. Lord, you're like the river that never runs dry. My heart is your temple living inside. Lord, you are the air I breathe, you keep me alive. Lord, I need you close, please stay around. Oh, gonna love you forever. Oh, gonna love you forever. Oh, gonna love you forever. Oh, love you forever. Oh, gonna love you forever. Oh, gonna love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. Lord, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. Lord, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. Lord, we'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. Lord, we'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. Lord, we'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. Lord, we give glory to God. Glory to God. We give glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. Lord, we'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. Lord, we give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Oh, gonna love you 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 forever. At this moment, I'm...
Good morning once again. My name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the TMC call this morning. We have tagged this day War Cry Wednesday as we walk in the ways of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Holy Father, we come before you with the spirit of thanksgiving, Father, thanking you, Father, for just another day to be in the land of the living, just another day to be on the master's call, to bless your name, just another day, hallelujah, to tell someone the goodness of the Lord, just another day to give you the honor and the glory. Father, we evoke your presence right now on this call. We call forth your anointing to be on this line from beginning to the end. For each and every person, God, hallelujah, to experience, God, to be blessed by your presence like never before. Father God, we pray for the one that's carrying your word on today. Father God, as we sit at the table, God, bless her mightily in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Those, oh Father God, that's feeling sick in their body, God, we're speaking that your healing virtues are released from heaven's throne. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare on this line today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. And every foul word, God, every fiery dart that the enemy has spoken against us, has sent against us, is returned to its sender. We bind up the works of Satan today. We cast them down to the pits of hell, Father. And we see you high and we see you lifted as our Lord and our Savior like never before. Father, we thank you for the artist life family. Father, we lift them up. We lift up the TMC call. Father, Lord, that your hands, oh, Father God, is upon this, Father, like never before. We love you today. We thank you today. We bless you today. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, in Jesus' name, we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here. Pray the heavens down. Minister Keisha Lee, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And, of course, we want to thank Psalmist Kaylin for ushering us into the presence of the Lord, and our beautiful Pray the Heavens Down, Minister Keisha Lee, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with such a powerful prayer. And to each and every one of you who have called in this morning, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, because this call would not be what it is without the people of God joining us. So again, I say good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, and their obedience, their yes, is why we are here. And they are Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know that because our God is a God of order, we know that we know that we know that they founded this call on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer. We end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We have a website here on The Master's Call. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there, all of our messages have been archived and recorded since the foundation of the call. There you can get our bios of our speakers and any of the prayer objectives that we have as we're going through our fast. There you can also leave your prayer requests and your praise report. This year's theme is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel led of the Lord, like you're supposed to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Keisha's done, as a host, as I'm doing, as Psalmist Kaylin did, or if you feel like you have a word from the Lord, please leave your information at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Fridays, we have a part two to our call where we take your praise reports and prayer requests live. So don't forget, on Fridays, we take your praise report and your prayer request live. The new morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. And it's hosted by a group of dynamic leaders that give us the beneficial information of the great and wonderful artist products. Today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the Diamond Presidents, the Phenomenal Flanagans, and today we will be talking about the topic of lupus. Today's topic is lupus. So I am going to get out of the way so our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's mouthpiece is none other than Minister Ruth Smith, who was born in San Bernardino, California, and was raised in Inglewood, California. She is the mother of two adult children, Ian and Jalen. Minister Ruth received her undergraduate degree in business and her MBA from Shorter University in Rome, Georgia. She accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior at 15 years old and grew up as a member of the Cogent Church. Presently, she resides in Atlanta and is a member of Raleigh, North Carolina Christian Center, where Dr. Jeffrey Chapman Sr. is the senior pastor. Minister Ruth served Decatur, Georgia's homeless community through New Life Outreach Ministry for 10 years. With a heart for outreach and compassion for the least of these, Minister Ruth also served as a foster parent, mentor, and trainer for 7 years for the Department of Family and Children Services. We welcome Minister Ruth as the newest member of the Master's Call TMC Prayer Warrior Leadership Team. Blessed with a sincere compassion for people, her favorite scripture verse is Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I present to some and introduce to others, Minister Ruth, are you there?
Good morning, Prophet Kai. I am here.
Praise God. Hear you loud and clear.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you so much for that kind introduction. I greet each and every one of you. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me the opportunity to come before your people today. Decrease me, Lord, so you may increase through my voice, through giving your word to the people. Thank you, Dr. Pakola and Dr. Vanessa, for this opportunity. I definitely do not take it for granted, and I love you both dearly, and thank you for your love and support to all of the listeners on our Master's Call. So, my goodness, what an awesome worship from the mother-daughter team. We had Minister Kaylin sing from her heart this morning in our purest form from our young people. So bless you, little sister. And then her mother, Keisha Lee, who can surely pray the heavens down, my prayer partner, greeted each and every one of us on the call. And then we had my dear sister, Prophet Kai, host us. And I just tell you, it's definitely a network of believers, and we need each other to continue on. I pray your strength. I pray the strength of the Lord to each one of you. So my title for the message today is, what is our Creator saying to us? And more importantly, what is the Creator saying to you? So a quick intro. Most of you have learned that my mother, Louise, passed away at the young age of 45 years old. Now, myself being 55, I realize that a mother at 45 years old, a wife, a mother of 7 children, 3 passing before her, and 4 still living, that was a very young age to pass away. So I was 2 months into my 13th birthday and the youngest of my parents' children. And my mother would always say, tomorrow is not promised. And, you know, as a child, you're like, what are they talking about? Like, tomorrow's not even here yet. What does she mean, tomorrow is not promised? My mother was a licensed educator. And she always was teaching. She would teach anyone who would listen. whether it was her students, her husband, her family, her friends. She was always teaching. And it seemed like she tried to infuse a lifetime of knowledge into our and telling us about our family genealogy and our family history. And all of this was presented to me in about 13 years. Little did she realize that she would not see 46 years old of life on this earth. She became weak and very ill, and her work was complete. Our Lord is so gracious that he allowed her sister, my Aunt Emma, who was an evangelist, live until she was 85 years old, and she surely poured into our lives. Her brother, my Uncle Alcus, lived until he was 83 years old, and he left a strong legacy of faith and education. And they passed within 6 months of each other, one passing away in June of last year, and then the other, my uncle, passing away in December. Once again, the Lord speaks through the lives of our loved ones. Are we listening? Life is brief. We all have an appointed time. We all have a plan and a divine purpose from our Creator. What is the Lord saying to you? What is he speaking to you? Have you heard your purpose? Have you asked for your purpose? Are you willing to have the capacity to carry your purpose? We are commanded to live a strategic and purposeful life. Our lives should have meaning. Food for thought. We often see trouble on every side, and Lord knows, in today's tumultuous times, we definitely have trouble on every side, whether it's physical in our body, spiritual in our mind. Trouble is definitely on every side. We ask ourselves, should I go left? Should I go right? Should I drive straight ahead? So much uncertainty and even doubt. We ask ourselves, even as believers, should I move forward, go back, or just stand still? Decisions, decisions. One of the greatest lessons of our ancestors or our elders taught us, I believe, involves being resolute, as they were determined and unwavering in their decisions. They had to be. They faced so much death and destruction. They had to be resolute. They had to be firm. Of course, our grandparents did not have the plethora of options, alternatives, or opportunities that we are blessed with today. They thought about their actions, often counting the cost, thinking about us before many of us were even born, praying over us and doing the hard work and making sacrifices in order to build a legacy for generations to come. They were indeed forward thinking. What was the Lord saying to them during those times? They had incredible faith, and it seemed that they often had a direct connection to our divine Father, the omnipresent, omnipotent one, the Holy One. What is the Creator saying to our spirit? This is a serious question, our mind and our soul. As we pray for long life, that he will satisfy us. Conversely, we keep living and experience the enormous sadness of sickness and the sting of death. Yet, we must press forward. So I said that to say we definitely pray for long life and we want more time to do the things that we want to do. But as we pray and are granted long life, we're going to see others pass away. Sounds simple, yet true. Let's walk through the word of our Lord to experience what the Lord is expressing to each of his beloved children. The sinner, the saint, our communities, our nation, and our world. So the first question that some of us ask, as a believer, how do we really know that we're being led by our shepherd? The answer would be found in John 10, verses 27 through 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. I believe in the Old Testament, Joshua echoes this sentiment that nothing and no one can snatch us out of the hand of our Lord. Isn't that good to know? With the world pulling you in so many different ways, nothing can take us away from the love of our Lord. Another question would be, are my prayers even being heard? I'm not seeing any movement. Is the Lord saying yes? Is he saying no? Is he saying wait? Your answer can be found in Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. What a powerful blessing Jeremiah gives us. What is Scripture used for? Some of us may say. Just take a walk to Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So there's a reason for Scripture. Yes, it is profitable. Profitable. Reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. Always teaching. What is the word saying to us? Is it strategic or random? The answer can be found in the Old Testament, the great prophet Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. So the word is strategic and purposeful, and it's definitely divine intervention, and it shall not return void. It always reaps a harvest, whether we want the harvest or not, whether we understand it or not. Another question could be, who shall bring the word? Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. Another question may be, how do we trust, especially with everything that's going on, how do we hold on to our faith? Just take a walk through Proverbs 3:4-5. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of our Lord. And man, trust in the Lord. Trust with all your heart, not part of your heart, not sometimes with your heart, but with all of your heart. And do not lean to your own understanding. And I'll add that in all of our ways, we must acknowledge him. Why? Because he will direct our paths. Let's go back to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32:2. May my teaching drop as the rain, and we having some rain here in Atlanta and across the U.S., but I'm talking about spiritual rain. Yes, the physical rain is good because it helps the agriculture and the trees and the flowers, but let's talk about that spiritual rain. The elders would tell us it would rain on the just and the unjust. So for some, the rain is good. It's needed. We pray for the rain during droughts and dry seasons. But for others, the rain can be blessings that the Lord is showering upon you. So it really depends on your perspective, because the rain is coming. What is the Lord speaking to you? How will you perceive that rain? Will you perceive it as a blessing or a curse? Will you learn from it? Will you glean from it? Will you be bitter about it? What is the Lord saying to you? So may my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like showers upon the herb. Sounds like beautiful poetry for me, coming from Deuteronomy 32 and 2. Let's look at John 16 and 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. That is an encouraging word from John 16 and 13. Know this, James tells us in James chapter 1, 19. This is a book that will surely show you how to live. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear. We need to hear this. I know I need to hear this. Slow to speak and slow to anger. And I'll add, it's okay to be angry. It's a natural emotion. We all have it. It's healthy, righteous anger. But do not sin in that anger. Don't get caught up in the emotion. Learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. One of my favorite Psalms, Psalms 119, verse 110. What is the word? The word is a lamp. It is direction. It is illumination. It is clarity. It's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. The word leads, guides, directs, instructs, warns, forewarns, and helps us to understand the way of the Lord in our lives. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. And Lord knows we have many challenge areas. We have many strengths. But I know for me, I think I have more weaknesses than strengths. And that's a good thing, because when we are weak and when we are vulnerable and we come out of denial and admit to our weakness before our Holy Father, and before those who he has placed in our path to speak to us and those who hold us accountable, it is good that we admit our weaknesses, because when we are weak, he is strong, and he is always strong, but he definitely shows up when we're weak and he carries the load for us, because he is so gracious. And if we would just allow our hearts and our minds to listen to what the Lord is saying to us, then we can have the capacity beforehand to carry the weight of this life, the weight of past disappointments, the weight of present situations, the weight of the future, which is uncertain, but which is surely to come. And yes, tomorrow is not promised to us, but what are you going to do today? What is the Lord saying to you today? What has the prophet told you? What have you heard that pricked your heart to where you know that it's time to make a change, to do something different than you did yesterday or yesteryear, to walk by faith and not by sight, to press forward in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of scarcity, in the midst of trial and tribulation? And yes, even in the time of harvest, the word tells us that we will reap a harvest, but also that the famine is coming. Last year, the famine was here. What did we learn during that time of famine? Are we applying what we learned to today? Are we listening to what says the Lord? For we do not know oftentimes what to pray as we ought. We just sometimes don't have the words. Due to our circumstances and situations, we just don't have the words. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And that comes from Romans 8 and 26. Isn't that encouraging, that when we don't know what to say, our Lord and Savior, our loving Father, the Healer, the Almighty One, the Waymaker, our Promise Keeper, will intercede for us like a lawyer in the courtroom when you don't understand the law and your life is on the line. And that lawyer stands up as an advocate between you. You have the judge, you have the lawyer, and then you have you cowering behind the lawyer hoping that he does his job for what you paid him for. The Lord is so much greater. He is our great advocate, and he will always be with us. Are you listening? Thank you for allowing me to share with you today. Host, are you there? Glory to your name, Lord.
I apologize. I'm here, Minister Ruth. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer with our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word from Minister Ruth, and we ask right now that you continue to be the hedge of protection to her and to be the lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path. Continue to just cover her family, her two adult children, Lord. We ask you right now that you just continue to pour back into her a hundredfold that which she poured out to us. Father, we ask you right now to be with those on this line who are sick and shut in, Father. We know that you are working it out for their good and your glory, and we thank you. Lord, we continue to just speak your presence. We want to sit at your feet. Father, continue to be a hedge of protection around the Dez De Leon family and artist's life. Continue to give every distributor what they need to just present what you have placed in their hands, Father, these phenomenal artist life products. Lord, we ask you right now to just continue to touch Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, and Dr. Vanessa, because we know that we know that we know that you have ordained them and this call, Father, for such a time as this. And as we continue to just walk out the master's call according to your will, we just ask you to bring your people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father, so that we can continue to just be that which you've called us to be. Lord, we ask you right now to just be with our bereaved families. Father, you know them name by name, person by person, and we ask that you just continue to comfort them, be their peace that passes all understanding, and continue to give them that which they need to walk out this season in their lives. Lord, we thank you and we magnify you because we know that if it wasn't for you, Lord, we would be a mess, Father, and we thank you that we do not get what we deserve, Father, but that your grace and your mercy continue to follow us each and every day of our lives, and we thank you for it, Lord. We know that we know that we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. So we just continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you because you are worthy of that and so much more. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can dial 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Today's topic on the morning motivational call hosted by the phenomenal Flanagan's Diamond Presidents is lupus. Again, the topic is lupus. Thank you again, Psalmist Kaylin, for just ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Keisha. Pray the heavens down for seating and greeting us and just bombarding the heavens with that powerful prayer. And, of course, to our mouthpiece with the message this morning, Minister Ruth, we were so honored and blessed by the word this morning. I'll ask you now to come back and give us our benediction.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. Lord, please allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto thy sight, Oh, Lord, you are, confess this, you are our strength and our Redeemer. Our very next breath is dependent upon you. I ask the Lord to add a special blessing to all the hearers of his word on this prayer call today. May he be with you, be blessed, be encouraged, and continue to fight another day.